Blog Talk Radio.
Should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. Also, tonight on this Power Monday, the 12th of September, we are talking about the type that will hold it all in. The type that will hold it all in. Are you the type that will hold it all in? Do you hold in your expressions? Do you hold in your thoughts? Do you hold in your feelings? Do you try to wait for the exact right time to let people know what you're thinking, how you're feeling, or what's going on with you? And we're talking about mentally, emotionally, and physically. I don't know. I grew up with a lot of people who didn't always say what was going on with them. And when you're the type of person that is used to people letting you know exactly what's up with them, you know, even if they have to check you or check somebody else to let them know what time it is so you don't get them effed up. When you're used to dealing with that type, and then you come across somebody who who says, well, you know, I don't always have to say what's going on with me. You know, we can still kick it. We can still do our thing. We can. Everybody doesn't have to know what I'm thinking. And then it can throw you off because you start to wonder, well, what is it? What is it that's going on with them that they don't want to express, that they don't want to talk about, that they don't want to say anything about? It can make you worried about them. And here you are expressing how you're worried about what's going on with them, but they like, I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say. We can just chill. Yo, pass me the 40, dog. Yeah, I'm a pass blunt. I ain't gonna say what I want. Hey, it's just different. It's different. And it's not a bad different. You know, everybody, you know what I mean? Everybody doesn't have to tell you exactly what's going on with them. Some people need a good amount of time to be able to process the information that they receive. Even if it's information that they need to process that's going on with them. It can lead to greater problems, though. How many times have you known somebody that was really suffering inside, physically? They were sick. And you didn't know that they were sick until they were sick to the point where they either couldn't be repaired or until it got damaged to where it was extremely serious. It's one of those things that I've had to go through a lot, and it's it can cause problems. It really can. It can cause problems because it can have you feeling like when somebody doesn't want to tell you what's going on with them, it's almost like you take it as a personal indictment on you and your involvement with them, like an indictment on your friendship with them, because it can make you feel like, well, if you don't want to tell me what's going on with you, it must be because you don't trust me or you don't like me enough to let me know what's going on with you. And it's not that you want to make it all about you, but when you're close to a person, or you think that you're close to a person, but you find out that you're not really as close to that person as you think that you are or that you thought that you were, because they don't even share the slightest thing that's going on with them. Well, sometimes people are scared. How many of y'all, keep it a buck, how many of y'all have known people that were more afraid to go to the doctor to get a diagnosis for themselves than they were to actually suffer from the condition that they were suffering from? How many of y'all have been through that? And it's a crazy thing. You're thinking like, so let me get this straight. You know that something is wrong with you. You're living with it every day. You're suffering with this pain every day. But you're more afraid to go to the hospital to find out what it is exactly, or you're more afraid to get it treated. Like, let's say you went to the doctor and you got the diagnosis, or they kind of told you what it might be, so you never went back to the doctor to get the results. That kind of thing. So the doctor told you that it could be this or it could be that, but you decided, I'm not even going to go back to the doctor to find out. Because I'm not, I've heard, you know what I've heard people say? I've heard them say, I'm not owning that. What they say? I'm not. It might have been owning it. In other words, they were not going to acknowledge. They weren't going to speak that into existence. You didn't speak it into existence. You already been living with it, and somebody official told you that it's probably that. But you had to go get some tests. So you said, no, I'm not going back to get no tests. I'm not taking that referral. I'm not going to no specialist. I'm not doing none of that. But you didn't tell your family that. You didn't tell your spouse that. You didn't tell your girl. You didn't tell your man. You didn't tell your friends. You didn't tell nobody that this is what happened because you're afraid. And I'm not saying that you're a coward or anything like that. We're not doing that today. What I'm saying is, and what we're talking about is the type that will hold it all in. So people have different reasons for holding in the things that they hold in. So what do? Because here you are on the outside. Here I am on the outside feeling like, well, dang, if you won't even let me help you. Like, I see that something is wrong with you. It's written all over your face. You don't have to say a word. You know how people know. People who are close to you, they know what's going on with you. They know something is going on with you, even if they don't know exactly what it is. So it's a tough situation. What's going on? Emily Dunlap in the house. Said it, Emily. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita. Always great to have you around. It's great to see you. What's up, y'all? So we're talking about the type that will hold it all in. It's not my brother Ansel Jones. He all in the middle. He all in the middle of them comments. What's going on, my brother? My brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. So tonight we're talking about the type that will hold it all in. What are we talking about? Real trap, what are we talking about? When we talk about the type that will hold it all in. Somebody is sick. They holding it all in. Somebody is heartbroken. They holding it all in. Somebody is afraid. They holding it all in. Somebody is unsure or lacking confidence, and they holding it all in. Meanwhile, people like me and maybe people like you are running around. You know what I mean? We trying to get information. We sharing information, all kinds of crazy information about ourselves, trying to figure this thing out. We trying to get to the bag. We trying to get to the bag of comfortability, harmony, stress relief. You know, you might have grew up with people like that, man. You know, you grew up with people who they kept their cards close to their vest, man. They ain't say nothing. And it's funny. It's a funny thing because they might express themselves about one thing and totally not express themselves about another thing. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. And we are talking about the type that will hold it all in. If y'all would like to call in to the show and let it all out, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. That's how you know that I'm talking to you. So call in if you choose. Si vous plaît. That's if you please. Emily said, yes, when I read the description, I knew I had to tune in. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Emily says, look here, man, why these ads? That's why I don't watch TV, because of commercials. Yeah, but when you watch TV, you don't know the people on TV that you're watching. But I appreciate you. You know, sitting through those terrible commercials.
Appreciate me some you. Emily says, this is me. I hold in things and I hold in things and shouldn't. I know that. But it's best, I think.
Well, you know, and like I was saying earlier in the show, a lot of times we hold things in because we don't think that we can trust people with the information that we may have to give them. You know, it's a crazy thing, man. I was having a conversation yesterday about this. Like, what is it? What is it about ourselves that we are so afraid for other people to know? Like, what's it going to do? What are they going to do with the information? Because for some people, they want to keep any dirt that they've done under wraps, which is understandable. But for other people, it don't even have nothing to do with their dirt. It's like anybody knowing information about them that they don't want them to know. It's like them catching them naked. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, for example, some people don't like new people that they meet to know anything about their past, regardless of what their past is. It's not that their past is racked with things that they've done wrong or people that were unscrupulous or anything like that. It's just that I don't need you to know. I don't need nobody else to know. I don't need them to know where I've been, where I come from, or none of that, unless I tell them. Any other way that they find out, I'm uncomfortable with that. And you have every right to feel that way. I'm just curious about what makes a person feel that way. Because a cat like me, I'm always like, I'm going to tell you everything that's going on with me for the most part, because I know I can't trust you. Or I know that even if I trust you, it doesn't mean that you won't be able to hurt me. Like, some people just run their mouth all the time. But what am I concerned about them running their mouth about? So I would rather get it out and have it squashed and killed before you're able to use it as a weapon against me. Because I'm not really the one for the blackmail and the extortion and the threats and all of that. I'm not about that life. So I'm not going to let anybody control me that way. But from my point of view, the only way for me to control that is to make sure that I put out the information, because I know I can put it out accurately, rather than to have a third party put it out. I was watching a video. Check it out, y'all. I was watching this video on YouTube because years ago there was a rumor that Big Pun had bust Jay-Z upside the head with a bottle and knocked him out. And Nori, the rapper Nori of Drink Champs, whatever, you know, Drink Champs fame, he confirmed the rumor, and he wasn't there. So from what people had told him, Big Pun, when Big Pun was alive, now you have to understand, Big Pun died in the year 2000, early in the 2000s, early. Like, he didn't make it to June. I don't even think April. So, but they said, like, in 98 or 99, he busted Jay-Z upside the head with a bottle over a dispute over money. You know, like, they were supposed to pay them for a show or whatever, and knocked Jay-Z out. And Nori confirmed it, even though he admitted that he wasn't there. So his people told him, but his people didn't tell him accurately, because people who were there, like Cuban Lynx, and like some other Terror Squad members, they said Jay wasn't even there. He didn't show up. He was a no-show.
He was a no-show. So somebody did get busted upside the head with a bottle. And poked up and all that. It was a brawl between some of the Rockefeller cats and the Terror Squad cats. But it wasn't Jay-Z. He was never involved in that. So I see how people will take a rumor or a narrative and run with it like crazy. Because they trusted people to tell them the truth about what happened. And everybody's not always interested in the truth. Some people are just interested in a really good story. But in watching that video and listening and seeing how that years and years later, all the way up to like 2015, whatever, people were still believing that that had happened. So Jay-Z was like, you know, he tried to dispel the rumors. Like, man, ain't nobody, if somebody told you, like he put it in a song, if somebody told you that I got hit upside the head with a bottle, they either lied or were lied to, whatever. But I understand, I can understand why, you know, certain people are guarded. Speaking of Jay-Z, anybody who knows Jay-Z knows that he always tried to keep his personal information very, very private. You're a public figure, but you try to keep your private life extremely private, even though a lot of your private life was done in public. Anyway, the type that will hold it all in. The type that will hold it all in. What are we talking about? Who are we talking about? Who does it? Who does it? Carol says, Emily, sometimes it's better not to say things you're feeling, especially if you're angry. Ansel Jones says, let me see. Hold on. Carol says, and no matter what you tell them, they won't go. Oh, you talking about as far when I was talking about people with the health problems and all of that. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, in fact. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Emily says, Carol, that's one reason. But somebody's feelings will be hurt. I try not to hurt people, even with words, especially when I know or feel they don't know any better. That's it, Carol. I ain't claiming it. That's it. That's what they be saying. I ain't claiming that. Well, your body is claiming it. But yeah, thank you. It took me a while to read that. I would have never remembered it. I ain't gonna hold you. That's what they be saying. I ain't claiming it. What? You ain't fixing it either. You ain't fixing it. I know somebody who was diagnosed with lupus. She was diagnosed with lupus, and she said, "No, I ain't claiming that." And I was like, "Okay." I mean, I feel what you're talking about, but I ain't feeling what you're talking about. You gotta fix that. You gotta fix that. Because that thing ain't no joke. Ansel says some people will feel more comfort in knowing that you're in a weak space. Okay. But we all get in a weak space. You know what I mean? You know how hard it is to act hard and strong all the time? And we all be lying. You know what I mean? You tough as nails on the outside, on the inside, you mush. And we all know somebody that's tough as nails on the outside or play hard on the outside, but we know for a fact that on the inside they suffering. real hard, you know what I'm saying? And they don't have to. That's the thing about it. You don't have to. Who we got? It ain't got to be like that. It don't have to be like that at all, but that's where we are a lot of times, you know? And we can easily fix this. But the type that will hold it all in, sometimes it's other people, sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's other people, sometimes it's us. Carol says that, Emily, I used to care like that, but people have given me a new perspective of what they will do, but don't want it to be done to them. Yeah, I hear you. And Ansel says, people get mad that you repost something and see what they put in the comments. Emily says, well, I'm tuned in daily. Just don't comment. Had to say that. Okay. I guess you was holding it all in. Carol Samuel says, some people aren't comfortable sharing. Man, they say you are as sick as your secrets. But, I mean, there's so many different reasons why people hold it all in. Some people really fear the backlash that will come if they express what's going on with them. I mean, we don't all know the right ways to say what's going on. We don't always know the right words. Because we're online a lot. I pay attention to people's behavior online. I see people online who never ever comment about anything. They like comments. And they laugh and they heart and they surprise about comments, but you never see them comment. I know that you know people like that too. You ever think about what's going on with that? One thing is for sure, it's an easy way to fly under the radar because nobody really gets to know what you're thinking. Sometimes you just like a comment. Sometimes you heart a comment. Sometimes you surprise look a comment. Sometimes you might, well, the people who don't normally comment normally don't put the angry face. Not the ones that I see. Normally there's just two things, heart or like. But you never hear what they're thinking. I've wondered a lot of things. Is it because they don't know how to write well? They don't know how to express themselves through the written word? Maybe they don't know how to write things grammatically correct, so they said, nah, I ain't going to write nothing. I'm over here, I'm watching. I'm looking. But I ain't going to write nothing. Maybe they see other people fighting online and all of that kind of stuff, and they say, I don't want no part of that. And as soon as you start putting comments out there, people want to disagree with you or they want to go back and forth with you or they want to this, that, and the third or whatever. And it might not be any of the things that I'm talking about. But I do know some people, and I've asked them, you know, well, how come you never, you know. Comment or put up posts. And they said, because, you know, people online be tripping, and I ain't really about that life or whatever. I like being online. I like, you know, seeing what's going on, but I don't really like the back and forth. I'm not really about all that. I'm like, okay. And so it says, I get into my July cancer phase when I see people backstabbing. Okay. July cancer, huh? I mean, you want to talk about holding it all in?
I ain't going to say they hold everything in, but a lot. A whole lot. The ones that I've known, sometimes it was because they needed to, they tried to figure it out themselves. Sometimes it worked. A lot of times it didn't. But I just think that it's really hard when you lose people and you never got a chance to find out what happened, which means you never got a chance to help. And it feels like they froze you out. That might not have been what they intended to do. But that's kind of the way it played out. You know? They kind of kept you at arm's length. And, you know, you might feel some kind of way about it. Some people will express that to you. Like, I thought we were supposed to be cool. I thought we was boys. I thought we was, you know, we was friends. I thought we was, you know, I thought we was close. You ain't let me know what was happening with you. I don't know, man. I guess this whole, I don't know about y'all, but this stage 4 cancer shit, people holding it in. And next thing you know, they got stage 4 cancer. You know, that's a wrap. It's a wrap. Some of them knew it since they were stage 2. Some of them knew it. But they was like, I ain't really wanna claim it. I thought I had it under control. I thought I would do these things. I thought I would do that. I ain't really want everybody worrying about me. I ain't want all that attention. I don't know. Like, come on, man. You, from my point of view, you're robbing people of a chance to help you. You're robbing people of the opportunity to be a resource to you. How many people you gotta lose before you start saying, man, all of this holding it in, F that. Nah, I need to know. I done lost too many people because of that, all the holding it in thing. I don't know about y'all, but it hurts. It does. It's a tough situation. And it makes you feel like they don't trust you. Not that they don't love you. You know they love you. But sometimes love ain't enough. Sometimes you need for somebody to be able to feel like they can rely on you. Or that they trust you. Or that they can depend on you. Sometimes you need a job from somebody. Look, man, give me a job. Let me do this job for you. Let me hook you up. Let me take care of you. Cal, you have to? Yeah. Hey, come on. It's a hurting thing. Y'all done spent 40 years together. And now you done found out this thing. Y'all ain't going to make it another four. Y'all not going to make it another 4 months. They the type that will hold it all in. Hold it all in. And you know, from my experience, they always have one person that they will let it all out with. Sometimes it's their spouse. Sometimes it's their man or their woman. Sometimes it's somebody that none of y'all even know. Crazy. It is. It's crazy, but they the type that will hold it all in. And he says, I have to start getting paid when you do shows about me. Well, it all starts with those commercials. Carol says, being the baby of my siblings, I used to never confront them. But that little girl is gone, and now I say what I want to them. Carol says, I live with that pain. I call it selfish. It is. It is. It's selfish to you. It's selfish to me. I've had it explained to me that it's not really selfish. You gotta let people express their pain the way that they see best. And I'm like, you know how you gotta act like you understand, even when you don't understand. You understand, but you don't understand it the way that they say in it. You're more so forced to accept it. Understanding means, to me, understanding means more of we have come to an agreement. It may not be an agreement that both parties are satisfied with, but it's an agreement nonetheless. And sometimes you can't get that. Sometimes it just has to be an acceptance. And sometimes you have to accept things that you don't want to accept. Like, all right, I asked you for a turtle, you got me a fish. All right. Look, y'all, I got a fish. Anybody got a tank? Please give me a tank of water real quick before this fish die on me. A turtle would have been able to live outside the water, but yeah, I didn't get a turtle. I got a fish. Emily says, Carol, I understand that concept of being the baby and holding in things. Shoot, normally it's the baby that don't hold in nothing. Shoot, the baby of the family is normally the most expressive one. You know, they the last of the Mohicans. Ain't it the baby of the family that's always getting in all the trouble? That's what I thought. The baby, the last one, that's the spoiled one. That's the one everybody put all the eggs in their basket with. I guess people have different babies, different characteristics of the baby of the family, I guess. I don't know. Carol says, not always, Omar. Okay. Well, think about yourself. What has been the reason, if you're the type that will hold it all in, or you're the type that has held it in at any time, think about the reasons that you've done it. I've held it in when I know I messed up in the first place. And maybe I ain't want to get in trouble. Cal says, nah, you think I can't handle it? Don't doubt me. I may be the one to help you through it. Yeah, that's true. Give me a shot. Let me help you. Have any of y'all ever been a victim of identity theft? If you've ever been a victim of identity theft, it's probably understandable that, you know, you want to be more guarded with your information. And that's an understandable thing, because identity theft can mess up your credit rating. It can give people access to your bank accounts and your important documents and papers and even things dealing with your lineage and things like that. But most of the time when somebody steals your identity, it's not somebody that you know. Sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's a hacker or somebody like that. So without having that experience, it would seem like you would probably trust people a little bit more. But evidently, it gets deeper than that. It get deep, baby. It get deep, baby.
Uh-oh. What we got? What we got, baby? About to get on up out of here. I can't even really do no overtime tonight. Can't really do no overtime tonight, but we good, though. But the type that will hold it all in, whether you are afraid, whether you are in trouble, whether you are untrusting. Before I get out of here, I want to talk about the effect that holding it in can have on your body physically. You know, when you have inner turmoil of whatever kind, and you don't express yourself or give yourself a chance to get that monkey of stress off your back, it can cause all kinds of physical problems. It leads people to depression, ulcers, all types of cardiovascular problems, even problems related to the liver and kidneys and all. Like, man, holding in things can mess you up bad. Bad, bad, bad. And 9 times out of 10, when you're looking at somebody who is suffering from severe depression, you're normally looking at somebody who didn't want to tell nobody what was happening with them. 9 times out of 10. The person is running off at the mouth. A lot of times they say that they're depressed, and they depressed over something dumb. And I don't want to discount nobody's depression, but some people throw the word depression around like it ain't nothing. But I ain't going to lie. Most people that I know that have suffered from depression, they were people who kept their cards close to their vest and didn't tell nothing that was going on with them. You had to find it out whatever kind of way you had to find it out. But they kept it in so much that it just started to haunt them from the inside. And you ain't got to live that way. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Yep. Okay, I'll say it can cause UTIs, ulcers, mental depression. It can take years. It can shave years and years. When they say that the truth will set you free, they didn't mean that, you know, you're going to be locked up in jail or nothing like that. They meant that freedom is in your mind. And when you're able to get comfortable, when you're able to feel good, then you're free. That's when you're able to finally get free. And some people will never know what that feels like. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 12th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Regina Harrison. Happy birthday to you. And also Abina Hollis. Happy birthday to you. And my girl, go get a Felicia Franks, happy birthday to you. And Sherry McKinney, turning 35 years old today. And Lynette Gates, turning 54 years old today. And Blessing Morgan, turning 50 years old today. And Belica Gutierrez Pilarte, turning 44 years old today. Excuse me. And Michael Douglas,
turning 45 years old today, and Elaine Fields turning 57 years old today, and Katrina Fields, happy birthday to you, and Judith Clark turning 64 years old today, and Rodney Higgs, happy birthday to you, and Angela Richards, happy birthday to you, and my man Cab G's, a.k.a. Buzz Killington, a.k.a. my man Vaughn D. Chisholm, turning 48 years old today. And Eric N. Diggs Sr., happy birthday to you. A lot of birthdays on the 12th today. And also Jay Bell, happy birthday to you. And Natasha Natalie Christopher, happy birthday to you. And of WURD AM Radio, Haraya Deborah Bay, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Firestarter Marva, Refuse to Give Up Brooks, turning 61 years old today. And last but not least, Sam Epps. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 12th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the dance, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. If you're the type that holds it all in, just know that there are repercussions, there are ramifications, there are complications, there are consequences that come along with you holding it all in. And that's not to say that I'm encouraging you to go out there and tell all of your business and put it all out there or do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. Just know that regardless of whatever has happened to you in your life, you're going to have to trust somebody. And hopefully you trust somebody that will help you to see your problems through and to get and to be able to help you to express yourself in a way that makes you feel comfortable and healthy and happy and content and satisfied, and they can lead you to a good place. You know what I mean? But you don't have to fear or have contempt for people knowing certain things about you or for being able to express yourself. Because regardless, just like people be like, I said what I said, well, guess what? You feel how you feel. One thing about the people who say I said what I said, they haven't really thought a whole lot about it. A lot of people say that in the heat of the moment. But the way you feel, you feel in the way that you feel, you've probably felt that way for a good while. But you don't have to keep your sickness, your hurt, your pain, your despair, your uncertainty. You don't have to keep all of those things inside. Not if they're going to eat you up from the inside. That ain't no fun. That ain't no good. It's like being electrocuted. Slow. A slow electrocution. Man, that ain't no good. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Hold on. One thing I want to just say. It might be to the point where the only person that you think that you can trust is somebody that you're paying. And I mean that in the form of a professional. If you feel like you need to consult a professional, you know, for counseling or something like that, because that's the only way that you feel comfortable expressing yourself, is to express yourself to somebody that you know cannot say anything to anybody because they are sworn by the secrecy, professionalism, and the money. Well, don't hesitate to do that. But don't try to self-medicate when you don't even know how to do that. Because you ain't got to do that. All right. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Business show. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. Yeah, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Thanks for coming through, y'all. All right, so Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.